Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're jumping straight into, well, a massive transformation happening in software development.
Yeah, it's huge, driven by AI, and it's really changing how code gets written.
And, more importantly for us, how it gets secured. There's this term popping up, vibe coding.
Yeah.
It basically means developers are asking AI, you know, build me this specific thing right now, tailor-made code.
Exactly. They're often skipping the standard reusable open source stuff we've relied on for years.
Okay, let's unpack this then. Sounds flexible, powerful even.
Oh, it definitely offers speed and customization. But, and this is the big but, our sources are warning this shift might be creating some really systemic security risks, like across the board.
Right. So that's our mission today, to figure out why this new way of coding clashes so badly with sort of the old security playbook.
Precisely. When every app uses unique one-off code blocks, the defenses we've built just, well, they start to crumble. We've looked at discussions from Synet New York 2025, some serious security leaders talking there.
And data too, right? The Veracode report.
Yeah. The Veracode 2025 Gen AI Code Security Report. The stats are pretty sobering. We need to map out just how deep this threat goes.
And why should you, listening right now, care?
Because you use software constantly. Think about it, banking, work tools, even your smart home devices.
Everything runs on code.
Exactly. And when security breaks down right at the source where the code is first generated, the flaws spread instantly. It's a ripple effect that hits everyone, businesses and individuals alike.
Okay, let's start with how security used to work, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
For decades, it felt like there was this shared understanding, right?
Sort of a shared commons, yeah. When a big library, everyone used like OpenSSL or remember Log4j.
Oh yeah, that was everywhere.
Right. When a flaw was found there, it was in a shared resource. The whole community could jump on it, finding it, sharing the details, coordinating patches.
A collective effort because it was a collective problem.
That's the key, that shared foundation. And that's precisely what AI is starting to fracture.
How so?
Well, when developers use AI to generate code, maybe they need something like an open source component, but they ask the AI to build it fresh instead.
Why would they do that?
Two big reasons. Speed, that's the obvious one, get it now. But also, increasingly, it's to sidestep licensing headaches. Open source licenses can be complex, sometimes costly. AI generation feels simpler.
Okay. Avoid the red tape.
But in doing that, by taking what should be a standard shared building block and making it unique, proprietary, they isolate the risk.
So the community safety net just vanishes.
Exactly. It's fascinating, isn't it? The very thing that speeds things up, this bespoke on-demand code, also completely isolates the security aspect. Collective defense becomes this solo struggle in the dark.
So if we lose that shared view, that shared code,
yeah,
it's all down to individual companies finding their own problems.
That's the danger. I know Tim Brown, the CISO over at SolarWinds, was talking about this at Synet New York.
What was his take?
He put it plainly. Without shared components, vulnerabilities aren't shared intelligence anymore. They become one-offs. Meaning you are totally reliant on your team finding the flaw in your specific AI-generated code. Because nobody else is running that exact same piece of code.
Right. It's unique to you.
Which puts every organization on its own island of unknown code, as he described it. You lose the community detection. You lose the ability to coordinate patching across the industry.
So you could have a massive hole in your software.
Or really serious exploitable flaw.
And 1,000 other companies might have almost the same flaw, but because their AI tweaked the code slightly differently.
Well, they can't help you find it. They don't even know they also have a version of the problem. There's no coordinated fix possible.
Wow. Okay, that isolation is scary. But here's where it gets really interesting for me. What about the quality of the code AI is spitting out in the first place?
Yeah, that's the other shoe dropping.
AI is amazing at putting things together functionally, right? Does what you ask. But does it actually understand secure coding principles?
Mm-hmm.
Does it know the history? The common pitfalls?
Well, no, not really. It's working off probabilities based on the massive amounts of code it was trained on. It doesn't have that engineering judgment or those safety heuristics a human developer builds over time.
And the data backs this up, that Veracode report you mentioned.
It does, and it's alarming. The headline statistic from Veracode's 2025 report was pretty stark.
Which was?
Only 55% of the code generation tasks they studied resulted in secure code.
Wait, only 55%?
Yeah, flip that around.
That means 45% of the time, The AI introduced a known security flaw.
Exactly. Not some new exotic vulnerability, a known flaw, something security folks already know about, have cataloged, documented. The AI is just building it right back in.
That's staggering. Are there specific types of flaws we should be most worried about?
Definitely. The report and a lot of experts point towards memory safety vulnerabilities.
Okay, technical term. Break that down.
Sure. We're talking things like buffer overflows, use after free errors, heap corruption, basically errors where the program messes up how it handles computer memory.
And these are serious.
Historically, some of the absolute worst, think Heartbleed, Urgent 11, even the ongoing Volt Typhoon campaigns exploit these types of bugs. They allow attackers deep control.
And AI is generating more of these. Why?
Often it's because the AI learned from vast amounts of older code written in languages like C and C++, which are powerful but notoriously tricky for memory safety.
Oh.
So the AI replicates those patterns, but without the careful, experienced human oversight that would normally catch or prevent those errors, it generates the risky code without the built-in safety checks.
So AI isn't just making new code fast. It's potentially mass-producing these really dangerous old-school bugs.
Precisely. It's taking these critical historic memory errors and scattering them in countless slightly different ways, across millions of unique unseen code bases, one line of insecure code at a time. It's a systemic injection of tailored risk at scale.
Okay, so we've got a generation problem. Unique code, often flawed. Now let's switch gears. What about finding these flaws, the detection problem?
Right, because this bespoke, one-off nature of AI code, it's a nightmare for existing defenses. It makes many of our standard tools, well, increasingly ineffective.
How so? What tools are failing?
Think about traditional signature detection. Nick Katakis, who used to head up third-party risk at Northern Trust, pointed this out. So much of security relies on recognizing known bad patterns.
Like a fingerprint for a virus or an exploit?
Exactly. Defenses look for those known fingerprints, those specific signatures of malicious code or documented vulnerability patterns.
And AI messes that up.
Completely. Because AI-generated code can mutate endlessly, as Katakis put it, change the prompt slightly, run the build again, and you get functionally similar code that looks totally different underneath.
So no fixed fingerprint?
None.
Mm-hmm.
Each version behaves differently, it can hide new attack vectors, and crucially, it won't match the old signatures security tools are looking for.
So the reactive approach, it can't keep up.
It just doesn't scale. Think about it. By the time security teams manage to identify one specific AI-generated exploit and create a signature for it,
the AI has already generated hundreds, maybe thousands of slightly different versions in other applications.
Exactly. The exploit evolves faster than the defense can possibly be written. Signatures, rapid patching, they become almost irrelevant when the threat landscape changes that fast.
That sounds like
a
losing battle. So if the old ways don't work, what does this mean for actually protecting systems? AI code isn't going away, right?
No chance. The sources are clear on this. The speed, the cost savings, it's too compelling. Developers will keep using it.
It means we can't just keep trying to hammer the square peg of AI code into the round hole of old security models.
We can't. It demands a fundamental shift, a change in mindset, really.
Towards what?
Towards assuming vulnerabilities will be present. We have to stop pretending we can catch everything after the fact with scans and signatures.
Assume compromise.
Or at least assume flaws exist from line one. And then design resilience into the system architecture from the start. Security needs to be integrated, evolving alongside the AI, not just reacting to it later. Think runtime protection, continuous monitoring.
Okay, but wait. If we need all this heavy-duty, integrated, constant monitoring and runtime protection, doesn't that just slow everything down again?
Yeah.
Doesn't that kill the whole speed advantage that makes AI so attractive in the first place?
That's the critical balance, isn't it? And it's a really important question. The goal isn't necessarily to slow down development itself. It's about shifting where the security effort is applied.
Right.
Instead of chasing infinite unique flaws after they're deployed, the idea is to focus protection on the most damaging types of exploits, especially those memory safety issues we talked about.
Why focus there?
Because targeting memory safety addresses both core problems of AI code simultaneously. First, the lack of standardization memory errors are a common type of problem, even if the specific code causing it is unique. Second, the lack of patches these protections work, even if the vulnerability itself is unknown or hasn't been disclosed yet.
So how does that work? What's the mechanism?
It's about embedding exploit prevention directly into the application at runtime. Think of it less like a scan after the fact and more like I don't know, a digital bodyguard built right into the application's core.
A bodyguard? How?
It watches for the behavior of an exploit, like code, trying to jump to a forbidden area of memory or overwrite critical data structures, and it stops that action before it can cause harm.
Regardless of the specific flaw in the code.
Exactly. It prevents the exploitation of those memory vulnerabilities, even brand new, zero-day ones, right at the moment of attack. This is key because it secures the code before anyone even knows there's a specific flaw, let alone has time to develop a patch.
Which bypasses that whole problem of unique code and missing patches.
Precisely. It addresses that ever-widening gap between when a flaw gets created by AI and when or if it ever gets fixed, which with vibe coding might be never for many flaws.
Right, that makes sense. Okay, we're nearing the end of this deep dive. Let's try and crystallize the main takeaways for you listening.
Yeah, two big things seem clear.
First, AI coding brings this incredible diversity. Great for building features fast. But that same diversity creates massive unpredictability for security.
And second, it breaks the old models. It shatters that shared vulnerability intelligence we relied on, and it just swamps traditional signature-based defenses. They can't cope with the sheer volume and variation.
So the central crisis AI introduces isn't just that it creates flaws.
No, it's that it creates unique flaws and unique code bases. Yeah. That uniqueness is the killer app for attackers, really. It atomizes the problem, makes large-scale defense impossible, and shifts the advantage firmly towards those exploiting zero-day variations.
Okay, so here's the final thought we want to leave you with.
Yeah.
AI is definitely speeding up software creation. Months, maybe years faster for complex features.
No question.
But if we accept the data, like that varicose statistic suggesting almost half 45% of AI code generation tasks might introduce a known vulnerability. What's the acceptable trade-off?
Yeah.
Especially if you're building this stuff or maybe just using the latest AI-powered app, how much security risk are you willing to accept for that speed? Where do you personally draw the line between getting features faster and ensuring the systems you rely on are actually safe?